Welcome to Team Building Show Season 3. Today I'm joined by Kate McKay and Sandy McKay. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent.
Excellent.
Excited to be here.
You're actually our first guest since Sandy did Season 1, so you should feel a little bit special.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Well, we wanted to bring Kate on because we talk a lot about team building, some of the businesses that Sandy and I have been a part of in building, and Kate's a huge part of that, and we had to have her on to tell her side of the story. I've heard mostly Sandy's side of you guys growing up and building all these amazing opportunities. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I wanted to start off a little bit with the beginning parts of your journey as a couple. Do you want to kick off and tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Where do we start?
Kate hired me. It was the best hire she's ever made in her life. That was the very starting.
Arguably.
Yeah. I think I might be joking there. Maybe. But that was the starting when we met as it somewhat in the workplace. In the workplace, you know, being that she hired me for starters. And then we worked together there for, what, a year and a half or so? And then we both read a book. Actually, it's right underneath the table there.
I was just looking at it.
Yeah, we both read. We're both kind of... I don't know who, I can't remember who kind of came across this first.
It was me. I have a story about that.
Tell us the story. Well,
so at the time we were working for a company that I did not enjoy per se. And I was driving to work one day and heard a show on the radio that was advertising Rich Dad, Poor Dad seminar for the weekend. And I basically said, I have nothing to lose. I'm going to go and check it out. And I read the book, and I think that book was a fundamental kind of pivoting point, and not just for me, for many people who ended up in real estate or entrepreneurial some sort of journey. So anyway, we went to the 3-day seminar, and Sandy was ready to put $25,000 on his credit card because that's kind of the sales pitch that they give you. I said, well, if their offer is that good, we should be able to sign up for it, you know, in a day or in 2 days. So we went home and started doing a whole bunch of research on how to invest in real estate with no money down. And here we are 12 years later.
I love it. Well, I know you're an author. You both are authors. I actually looked you guys up on Amazon, and you guys wrote books in your past. Yourself about golf. I'm thinking about buying it for Evan. Yeah. And then you wrote a book on wholesaling, right?
Yes. And I'm actually in the process of updating that book because it's been 11 years pretty much to date since I've published that book. And there's obviously been a lot of growth and learning. And I'm very excited to re-release my book so that I can talk a little bit about where we are today and our journey in the last 12 years.
I love it. So 12 years. Can you guys give us a little bit of a breakdown of some of the things that have happened and some pivotal moments?
I'll tell you one thing you guys probably don't know, but Sandy was going to launch a business and he was going to brand himself as the healthy jerk. Did you know that?
No, what the hell? How have I not heard about this? We need to use this.
Well, at the time for that one, I was into like a lot of health stuff, and there was a guy, I'm sure this probably doesn't exist anymore. There was a guy that I followed a bit at the time, and his brand was The Rich Jerk. And he basically taught people how to make money online and things like that. And so for whatever reason, I thought that was working, that brand. And so I thought maybe The Healthy Jerk might fit. And we did, I think I maybe worked on that for like at least 6 months. And didn't go anywhere. But it definitely, you know, a lot of my entrepreneurial failures early on like that, and a lot of like, I spent a lot of time researching and learning about marketing and how to work the marketing side to make money in various ways online and whatnot. And eventually, once I realized how to, you know, use that in the real world, not just online, but it's very applicable in the real world too. And so I took a lot of those lessons into, you know, real estate world and otherwise. There's other little startup things that I tried back in the
day. Share more. I want to hear more.
I mean, I was a golf blogger for a while. I was, what else did I have? A couple other little online things that I tried, not for very long periods. And in hindsight, very beneficial because I have taken a lot of those failures and lessons through. But at the time, probably a little frustrating because it was a time where I think I was doing a little bit on the side, but for a moment there, I was trying to make like full-time work out of that. And it was probably not the smartest thing. But there's like so many lessons that can be learned from those failures, right? So I took a lot of that into real estate world eventually, where we started doing wholesaling real estate, like Kate mentioned. That was our initial start into real estate because we didn't have really any significant source of money. And so we were trying to put together some wholesale deals. And doing that, a lot of those early stage lessons that I learned through marketing online and how to talk to people online, basically through marketing, we took some of those into the wholesaling world. And that's where we ended up doing some of our initial wholesale deals were from putting ads out on like classified ad websites, basically marketing for motivated sellers and motivated buyers and investors. And we were building two lists at that point, which in real estate world, it's your database, right? That's the lingo there. And didn't really think of it in that sense at the time. But as we transitioned into the realtor side of things and doing more investments, specifically the buying investor list that we were building has become super valuable. And that's how it started. It was basically going around in person and meeting investors, but also marketing online for investors that we had, you know, hot off market undervalued deals. And we found a few of those too. And so we connected the two together. That was kind of our first version of like an actual real payday was doing some of those deals and making 5, 10, 25 grand in some of those deals.
Were you also like, were you watching from afar and letting him fail, or were you also trying to do little businesses here and there?
We were both failing at the same time.
Kate was an entrepreneur when she was like 8 years old.
Yeah, one of the things I also tried to launch back in the day was a website called House Tracker. This is before I knew anything about real estate, but I just thought, hey, this sounds like a great idea. And the premise of it was you go on to realtor.ca, you browse houses that you like, and then you essentially pin them. And when the price drops, you get an alert. And so I spent some time and money and effort building that. I was very lucky to convince a web developer to help me with it. And he was for a very long time until he said, you know what, it can't work for free for much longer. So anyway, that idea never took off or even got launched. But I think the common theme in all of this is to take action and just to never stop. Because if we stopped after one fail, two fails, three fails, we wouldn't be sitting here today. That's kind of one thing that I would say I can recognize now, because we hear people talk a lot about the most important thing is to take action. And it doesn't click right away.
It's so true. It definitely doesn't click in most people's eyes. And we see it in our industry a lot. People will come in and try 5, 6, 7 different types of lead generation strategies for like a week. Mm-hmm. And because they don't see the results, they give up. So what, from all of your like opportunities, different businesses that you've tried building, was there one that you were like, I really wish that would have worked?
Well, that one was, the House Tracker was basically Zillow. So that might have been smart. That might have been smart to finish out. Maybe that would have, I don't know if Zillow was around back then. Maybe it was, but I mean, that's like a multi-billion-dollar company. So that might have been smart to keep going. Although it was, you know, we weren't prepared or ready to go to it at that scale, but that was really what it could have been, in, you know, parlayed into. That one might have been interesting.
I did have a website that was actually working, and we were in the process of debugging it and things like that. The issue at the time, I would say, was I didn't know enough about the industry. I didn't know that real estate agents could track price drops and things like that. And the product was really for the end user, so kind of circumventing the real estate agent. Who knows what would have happened if I kept going with it. I think had I, in hindsight, like when I look back at all the mistakes that we've made and what I wish I could have done differently, I don't know if that's a good mindset.
No, for sure.
It's just the learning opportunities.
Well, while you were talking, it reminded me of, I don't know if you guys have seen this, we'll put it up on the podcast, this post of Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, this is about all his failures and failures and failures. Yeah, so
his mother died, sister died, failed in business. He was defeated in an election. His fiance died, had a nervous breakdown, defeated again in Congress, defeated in Senate, defeated as vice president, defeated as U.S. Senate. And that's all over a period of 50 years before he became president. And then the quote here is, you cannot fail unless you quit.
Love that.
Yeah, so you guys followed a similar journey to Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that we've learned over the years for sure, and some of those startup, like early on businesses, was we were probably looking for success too fast as well. And we didn't quit, but we did quit on those projects, and we kept going in different paths, but a lot of them probably would have panned out if we would have just kept going. And maybe that would have, you know, who knows, that I have no regrets around that, but that's often, you know, if you have a reason to keep going with something, you're going to keep going regardless. If you have a powerful enough reason, just making money or having some sort of short-term success is not usually a very good one, because that's going to lead you to quitting quicker when times get tough, which is inevitable. And that, I think, is a big reason why we canned those original ideas, was because they weren't producing quick success, which, being in early 20s and that, I think that's a common theme, is people are looking for that quick hit of success when
I will so say rare. Though, back when we first started, social media wasn't as popular. There was no TikTok. No one was posting Instagram reels. YouTube was really the primary source of getting some sort of, you know, education or media. And it was a lot more challenging to move things ahead because of not lack of resources, but right now you can never say, I don't know how, because you can literally with your thumb find out how in 2 seconds. Back then, it was literally reading books, and maybe there was some information on YouTube, but for instance, I can't even remember how I managed to figure out how to launch a website. I knew nothing about any of that stuff. So I feel in a sense now it's much easier to do if you just have patience.
Yeah, everything's so easy, like with AI and everything. Yes. You can literally have an AI create a website for you in seconds.
Absolutely. It's never lack of resources. It's lack of resourcefulness.
Lack of action.
Yeah.
So navigating a relationship, navigating business, growing businesses has been basically the last 12, 15 years for you guys. First of all, how have you overcome some of the challenges in having to keep a strong relationship and also keep the business side separate? Making you think here.
Nine lives. Like a cat.
I'm sure it's been difficult. If you guys are open to sharing, I know it's a
question. There's, when you're in business, you have challenges. When you're in a relationship, you have challenges. When you're together in business and in a relationship, multiply that by two. But I think ultimately it's having the same vision and the same values and working towards that.
Yeah, and there's pros and cons for sure. Some of the pros are being able to have those conversations that you have someone close with that you can always rely on to give good advice or not give good advice. There's probably more my lesson there. So not necessarily give advice, but just listen. But when you have someone that's like on a similar level of you in terms of like business and mindset around that, can be beneficial. And also you need to kind of set some boundaries too around that, because talking about business all day long is not really going to breed a very healthy relationship. And so you definitely have to be careful around that. That's probably the biggest challenge, is
knowing when to stop.
Yeah.
The business part.
Yeah.
The business talk.
Yeah. And you need to be purposeful around that. It doesn't naturally, like, we don't have kids. Even, you know, I think if you have kids and some other things going on at home, that can maybe alleviate some of that need to talk about business all the time. Mm-hmm. So
without that, you really have to be purposeful. It doesn't, the business conversations never end, ever. And so the only way to end them is to set a boundary of, okay, this is an hour that we're not going to talk about whatever challenges are going on in the moment, which is always plenty.
Is that typically how it is? Like an hour a night where you are like, we're not talking about business?
We're still working on it.
Okay, that's good. At least you're acknowledging.
Yes.
I mean, the truth is it ebbs and flows because sometimes there's just really critical things that you want to get ahead of or work out. And then other times there's like, you know, a bit of a gap in that where you're like, we need to just go today. We're not going to talk about whatever's going on. We're going to spend the morning at least not talking about that stuff. And it ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
So obviously navigating business, navigating relationships, it's been really cool to hear about your journeys. And I know you guys have had some amazing journeys. So what's next on the horizon? What are you guys looking forward to next?
Well, I think we've learned so much in the last 10 years and made a lot of mistakes. And I think what we want to do is unwrap the candy.
Unwrap the candy. Tell us about that.
What is the candy?
Kate and Sandy.
All right. So what's the unwrapped candy? What's that about?
It's candy unwrapped.
Candy unwrapped. Okay.
Well, so I've run podcasts for over 10 years. And I found a lot of excitement and fulfillment in doing that, being able to share a lot of knowledge over the course of that 10 plus years with real estate investment side. I left that role as a co-host of that show, the Breakthrough Real Estate Investment Podcast, 3 months ago. So we've been debating about what to do next in that space because I love sharing content and I think that's a great platform to do that through a podcast or through a video stream, something like that, right? So Kate and I have been talking about what that could look like doing that together as opposed to just me. You know, I need the funny part of our
Yes.
The comedic relief. So Kate's going to help with that. And we're going to have some fun shooting some shows and talking about some of this stuff that we've talked about here and how others might be able to replicate some of the stuff we've done. Whether you're a couple or not, there's lots of lessons in what we've done. And if you are a couple going at this stuff together, for sure there's some things you can learn from us that we either screwed up or sometimes did well and can share. So that's how we're going to unwrap the candy in a new series coming out soon.
Okay. I love it. What can we expect? That it's going to be a podcast on streaming platforms?
Something like that.
Okay. I mean, I've never done a podcast, so this will be my first and I'm very excited because I feel like I have a lot to say.
Yeah.
But Sandy will be in charge of all the technical stuff because he has experience under his belt. I'm just there for the fun ride.
Okay. I love it. What kind of messages? I know you talked a little bit about sharing your journey and that sort of stuff. What can people expect to learn from the podcast?
We talk a lot about lessons we've learned in the past for sure around entrepreneurship and business growth and development. That's probably the main general topic, but taking some of those lessons and also implementing them across other like parts of your life, relationships, health, wealth. Like a lot of our stuff we've talked about in the past has been around wealth building. And so we'll touch on that for sure. Although a lot of the foundational parts of that is like self-development, self-growth, and doing that as a couple can be exciting or also challenging. So I think we'll have some tidbits there to share for couples going through that together and how they can, we've also, you know, when you work with a client and as a realtor and as a husband and wife or a couple, you know, often they're not the same person, right? So they're often very different or complementary. And so sometimes one person wants to go fast, one person wants to be patient, or someone's scared and someone's really ready to go. And, you know, I think we've had a lot of that element in our journey too. So talk about some of the stories around that, probably bring on a guest here and there to share their journeys in that too. And I think it'll be a pretty well-rounded show in a lot of ways. It won't be just business or real estate or wealth or health or anything like that. It'll be a pretty lifestyle show. I think that's a better one word to describe it.
And I think also in the last maybe 2.5 years, especially last year, we've done the most amount of personal growth, I would say, in rather than the last 8 years combined. So I think we have some interesting info to share and just topics of discussion, maybe some controversy, who knows? Ruffle some feathers.
I love it. Well, thank you guys for sharing that with us. Is there any final messages that you want to leave our audience with if they're in a couple or relationship, they're looking to build businesses together? What kind of advice can you leave them with?
One thing that we've learned at times and not always been the best at it, but certainly as you, when you start out building any sort of business or in entrepreneurship, I think a lot of people like to focus on just having success. And that's great to a point. And then it's always, there's always something left unfulfilled in that. And you can make as many millions of dollars as you want. It's never going to fully fulfill you and make you feel like you've won at life. And so, part of the fulfillment piece is, of course, like having a powerful mission to give back and serve in life in general. And one of the most powerful ways to do that is to serve your own relationship that you work on. And I think that's something that people sometimes lose sight of or don't spend enough time focused on. And it's a very important piece to help you in your business as well, because if you have problems at home, you're going to bring those problems to the business world, and vice versa. But it's much more challenging if you have problems at home to avoid bringing those to the work world. And, we've seen lots of challenges around that in our world, but also others. And I think that's something we can help people navigate through and also avoid perhaps as they grow and develop their businesses or their family life. And, if someone's like in their early 30s, 20s, 40s, it doesn't really matter the age, but if you're looking to grow a great life as a whole, I think that's what we're going to be talking a lot on the show about, is developing an amazing, well-rounded life full of success, but also fulfillment in business and in your partnership at home or just in life.
I love it. Kate, what about you?
I think you said it all.
You have a lot to say. We want to hear from you.
I have to save it for the show because stay tuned. But I agree with everything Sandy said. It's learning the balance of navigating business, relationships, family, outside world, personal growth, challenges, successes that come along the way, and Kate's building a vision.
Kate's going to be in all the groups we hang out with. Kate's always the funny one. So I think she's going to bring some comedic relief. Let's leave them with one of your best jokes.
Pull my finger. I'm kidding.
She didn't prepare for that.
Yeah, I didn't
pull my finger would have been good. That would have been a good one.
That's actually great. I love it. Well, thank you guys to some amazing leaders in my life. And it's been awesome to watch you grow and have me be a part of your world. So thanks for sharing more. I feel like I learned a lot about you too today.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
All right. Cool.